Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 15, 1805. On the way to the Three Forks. With the portage behind them, the leather boat buried, and two new canoes complete, the Corps finally gets on its way again. The new canoes are large, one 25 and the other 35 feet long, made of cottonwood, and, according to Clark, probably not the best quality. These two canoes replace the pirogues and the ill-fated iron boat. Captain Meriwether Lewis writes today,
"We arose very early this morning, assigned the canoes their loads, and had it put on board. We now found our vessels, 8 in number, all heavily laden, notwithstanding our several deposits, though it is true we have now a considerable stock of dried meat and grease. We find it extremely difficult to keep the baggage of many of our men within reasonable bounds. They will be adding bulky articles of but little use to them. At 10 a.m., we once more saw ourselves fairly under way, much to my joy, and, I believe, that of every individual who composed the party. I walked on shore and killed 2 elk, near one of which the party halted and dined. We took the skins, marrow bones, and part of the flesh of these elk. In order to lighten the burden of the canoes, I continued my walk all the evening and took our only invalids, Potts and Lepage, with me. We passed the river near where we dined, and just above the entrance of a beautiful river, 80 yards wide, which falls in on the larboard side, which, in honor of Mr. Robert Smith, the Secretary of the Navy, we called Smith's River. This stream meanders through a most lovely valley to the southeast for about 25 miles when it enters the Rocky Mountains and is concealed from our view. The prickly pear is now in full bloom and forms one of the beauties as well as the greatest pest of the plains. The sunflower is also in bloom and is abundant. This plant is common to every part of the Missouri, from its entrance to this place. The lamb's quarter, wild cucumber, sand rush, and narrow dock are also common here. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 15, 1805.
The camp today was in a wood on a starboard bend, 19.5 miles upstream from the White Bear Islands. The Smith River meets the Missouri in Cascade County, Montana, near the present-day town of Ulm. Today, the Smith River is a favorite float or canoe trip with fishing along the way. It is so popular that adventurers have to make reservations in advance to travel on it, and only so many floaters are allowed each day. Monday, searching for the Shoshone.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.